boat. I didn't want to jump and have the dog jump on me too much.
Quiet.
Trying to get ready for the first snow.
Yeah. Shush up.
You had mentioned that the rack was going to be delivered for the...
Quiet!
For the 6.7, you had mentioned that it was going to be delivered about a month and a half ago or so?
Well, I had talked to him about 3 months ago and set up that day, probably 4 months ago and set up that day. But then, life went completely crazy. Now I'm caught up on my bills with what I had to do, and I took off the second half of next week to try and get this shit out of the way so that you and I can sit down and get everything taken care of.
It's not as bad as what I thought it would be in here, you know, in that there's so much stuff.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of 3 loads. I'm trying to make room now so I can get that in here.
I thought you had sold all these.
Majority of them. Some of them I kept for myself. Like, these two I'm still selling. The little guys I kept for myself. These are, like, stackable shelves. Kept for myself for my office. So I got a bunch of charge controllers and stuff like that, and these batteries that I want to sell. Those are brand new. The only two that have been used are these two. And they got used for the display. And that was it. And what are they, brand new, like 185?
It could be.
I'd be willing to go like 85 a piece.
Well, on something like that, I probably don't need something, but I know someone that may be looking for some batteries. He has a little system that he runs at home.
You interested in something like that? Especially not your...
Not really. In fact, I have a fan very similar to that I had bought it on at the Energy Fair probably 5 years ago, and I haven't even done anything with it. It doesn't have a solar panel, but I can put any solar panel on the thing.
Yeah, it's got a heat sensor in it, it's got everything. How about 3 of those?
I don't know if I could use 3 of them. How much on those?
They're brand new, they're $300 a piece. They've never been used. Still in the house, there's still one in its case. Only reason I took them all was because I took pictures of them for the thing. I'd sell the 3 of them for $400.
Somebody that has a boiler outside would be really nice. That's what you're going to put in the building, in the... by your flooring center?
Yep.
What type of charge controllers do you have?
This one with a reader, this is basically kind of for your like a camper or something like that. It's got all the setup that you need.
Just the real, real simple ones.
Yeah, that's the SG4. That's the smaller one of these styles. You have the medium one, this is the 12, you have the 6, and that's the 4.
I have actually one of those from way before.
From way before. And then here is a 2012 volt. I think that one has a lighting control on it, doesn't it? Yep.
Now, what do you mean by lighting control? What is that?
That you can do different sized LEDs and that type of stuff, and how many it is, what it is, what it'll control on that, what it'll do. Seeing this one doesn't have like a lighting control on it, it'll just run some DC lights within a certain variance. This will give exactly what it needs to that.
Yeah, I don't necessarily understand that, but that's okay.
This is a lighting one with a lighting control 10.
Where this one is.
It's a 20 amp.
20 amp. 24 volt.
Yeah. 10 amp 24 volt. This is a 10 amp 12 volt. No, this is a 24 volt too.
How many amp?
10 amps. And I have a step down from 24 to 12 and a 200 this is for like a larger system for a step down. I'm trying to find my other book that had the price listings in it. That's a solid unit.
One system I'd like to put together with those panels that I do have there. One that's 24 volt for that second freezer, but I will probably have 400 watts on the thing, and so even like the 24 volt ones here with the 10 amp isn't quite big enough. That's a 12.
Why, is that what that unit is? Is 24 volts?
That freezer, yeah, that I have. I mean, I have I have that real fancy Morningstar one. That's, you actually put in about 36 volts or whatever, and it basically finds whatever, it brings it down to whatever is needed. It senses what the batteries are.
This one on Amazon.com right now is $177. I just want to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the batteries and that vent. Hoping to. I had a guy that was slightly interested in it. At least he said he was really interested in it to begin with, and then I don't know what happened. But I was going to give him the whole. Everything. The batteries. The. Fan. Solar power fan is listed at $279 on the internet for that company. And it has the. So that when you're at whatever temperature that it's, I think it's like 75 degrees, whenever it goes above that, that's when it kicks on, when the sun's out. So it has that on it. It has the 50 feet worth of wire to be able to mount that piece of the panel away. It has the panel mount. It has everything that you need for it. This stuff. I think that was it. All for $800. But I'd have to deliver it. It would take me like a day pretty much to go deliver everything. It, you know, I'd lose a day in doing it.
Oh, do you mean this to this one person that you're talking about?
Yeah. So I lose a day plus gas mileage. So I figure if I could find somebody around here, I'd do $700 for it. The guy can get that just for the batteries itself. You know, $115. It wind up being per battery, you're still saving somebody a good deal.
Step down. Have you sold much stuff on eBay?
I got rid of all my garden stuff, except for what I kept. Going to go back to school.
Where is that going to be? Are you going to stay here or go?
I got to stay here, kids.
Yeah.
Madison, probably. I'm going to go for sustainable building or sustainable living and renewable energy stuff. Just so that I can teach. Instead of
I knew you were saying that you were going to be work for this one company that you were going to sell lighting and stuff?
Yeah, they weren't going to pay what they originally said they were going to pay. They changed their whole, what they came to me with, so it doesn't make it worth giving everything else up to go do that, you know? I can make more money doing electrical. And giving this guy my leads, I get a bonus for it. You know, it's just me and him that work together. So he's just been a little one-man operation that's needed some help. Between him and I, we've been doing stuff together.
Oh, you are, oh, okay, so you are doing something with him still. And then just finding, you know, electrician or subs to be able to do all the stuff. And
He's the electrician. And him and I have just been doing it together. We just did a place up in Adams. Foundry style warehouse.
Oh, okay. You know, I was talking with, I can't think of what his name is. You know, the guy who owns the candy store. And he said that he has some more stuff that he'd like you to do. LED stuff. And it's been a couple months since I saw him.
Walt Smith,
yes. No, I drive by and look at the lighting and stuff if I drive by at night at all. And
still looks good.
Yeah.
Parking lot's not quite as bright as I was hoping, but it lights up the whole area that you need that up. You know, there's Bill, when I talked to him 5 months ago or whatever, after 2 months after I had been gone, when we were finished, just Bill went down big time, so can't really complain about that. Alright, next week, Monday and Tuesday, I have plans. You should buy the battery and stuff from me. Can't go wrong at $700. You make your money back on that quick. And I want to trade you that one setup because I wound up busting the plug end off of the battery system that you gave me that was on that cart.
Mm-hmm.
I wound up busting the plug off of it. I have 4 of the battery packs from my store computers. I got 8 more out in the garage. But those right there are more hours than what that thing was and are 2 years old compared to 8 years old.
Tree looks nice.
Thanks.
I like short needle trees.
Me too.
So how do these work? Are they all together, all separate type units? Is that how
it goes to this you gotta take to your house too. That goes with your system. If we do it a certain way. This here is the main. Just cover it pops off. This here is the main. This is what gets plugged in. This is where all the rest of your computer stuff gets plugged into.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it just goes, this one gets plugged into here, this one gets plugged into this one, and then this one gets plugged into this one.
Are these nothing more than just battery banks? Is that
yep.
What they, are they? Do they individually have charge controllers in them?
It's all out of that one.
Really? You could almost use these just as a battery bank themselves, almost, you know, and because it looks like they're a 24 volt system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, 420 voltage.
It's got a converter in it, not an inverter. It changes it from AC to DC. But it has a charge controller and the inverter built inside of it. Go on. Go.
What kind of dog is that?
Shepherd Husky.
Yeah, you can see the shepherd, the colors and everything on it.
He's a weird dog. He's a good dog. Just a weirdo.
Where did you get these from?
They were the cash register battery backup.
Oh.
So with our computer
mm-hmm.
plugged into there, we could run the full computer system for 7.5 hours.
You know, the one thing that would be really nice is to try to make it that you could charge them on solar. You know, keep these basically... convert the system, but you know that's not. So you see this setup here,
mm-hmm.
and is it four battery things and then the one main? Is that how it works?
It's three full batteries and one main.
Okay, then this is different. This
yeah,
one
that's
is...
set up for something. That's part of my other system.
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay. I'm just going to take the other ones and scrap them. Just to try and find that plug piece. Let's see what happened.
The scrap guy's there on Saturdays. He's there today, too. What does this go on? Does this go on the rack?
Yeah. I got a drop. The kids off in the morning on Wednesday.
They have a wood stove in here at one time while they had this opened up?
I'm not sure. I have no idea. But there's like no hole on this side, and the hole on the other side is way up tall, so I think they just did it in there. Awesome design effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it down Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On Wednesday, I have to drop the kids off. Shusha. I got to drop them off at 8. And I got something to pick up in the morning. And then I'll be out, but I got to leave by 2:30. I'm pretty much that way for the whole week.
Are we going to try to pour the cement?
We're going to build those things and try and set it, equal it off, and get those brackets done up top. And I got the kids on the weekend, so I can't do anything. I got the girls next weekend.
Do they change off? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Yeah. She works every other weekend, so I take them to weekends that she works. And then I take the kids the days that she works. They work 4 days a week. She works 4 days a week, 3 days a week. So.
Now she works at Pierce's, is it?
Yeah.
I think I've seen her there once.
Yeah, she's it's been working out real well. We don't argue about who gets who and that type of stuff, so it works out good. What we'll do is we'll set the boxes first and get it all leveled off because of the slope in the hill. We're going to have to get it so that it's flat. Most of that's going to be with refilling the hole, so it's not going to be that big of a deal.
I was looking at today, and they've, you know, had some has fallen down on the sides, but they're not bad at all.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. It'll be easy to dig out that stuff, sand. Even if it's frozen a little bit, it ain't going to hurt. It's so dry. And
I mean, is it something that I should get some bales of straw and put on top of it? Is she in the hole?
Sure. That'll make life easier.
Well, I just don't want the ground to, heave at all underneath there, because it's supposed to get cold.
Put tarps over each hole.
I'll see if I have some insulation put over. Sheets of insulation.
I got some batted insulation. Still in the package out in the garage, I think.
Even that just rolled out over in the holes and stuff would keep the ground from freezing right there.
put you in the house.
Well, there's ice on top of here.
Yeah.
2 inches of ice.
Buy those batteries and stuff for me, Paul, so I can get them out of there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I, we have the 630 that, of just the different things that you have bought, previous. You're not be able to,
Yeah, but some of that got returned, too.
No, not on this. These were the solar panels. Not that one solar panel on the rack. But these were those other solar panels that you had sold to the one guy. This isn't anything that you were going to sell. You were going to sell at the store. But this is stuff that you sold to that in that one cottage or cabin.
No. Stop whining.
Does he like it here in town?
Yeah.
Like to watch all the kids over there?
Yeah. He hasn't ran away since we moved here, so... Which is good. I'd work out some type of deal with you, but... At this point, I'm trying to sell everything so I can have some extra Christmas cash, too. Because I got my bills paid off, but I got the girls' Christmas coming up. Shush.
Did they like the dollhouse?
They love it. As you can see, it's right there in the middle.
I just saw it up there.
That's their playroom. That's, you go up in their playroom, everything is piled up on the sides. That's dead center of the room. Mm-hmm. Shush up. Shush. You've still been... taking in a lot of scrap?
Yep. I mean, I only took...
Come here. Come on. Come
on. I only took in $10 today. But I was coming into town with the trailer, so I thought...
I would,
got a flat tire.
Yeah. Her van needs some work. The engine's messed up on it.
You ever talked to the guy across the street from
you? Yeah, he was supposed to send me a bid on my email, but he never did.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he's really good, but I, you know, sometimes he doesn't probably want some stuff like that.
Whatever.
But he's the most reasonable I think you could find. And he's really good.
Yeah, the whole motor needs to be changed out and the thing is messed up.
Well, I could take those batteries right now. They have those posts up the upside down on their porch. Spindle should be the opposite way.
Yep. Their porch is crushing though too.
Yeah.
When she walks out there, it like drops a half inch. It's, you can see the roof go down and everything.
Oh.
It's messed up.
And they need a whole new roof.
Yeah. That's a pretty bad one, isn't it?
Is that an apartment? Is that an apartment?
It's a whole house that they rent.
kind of neat having that little porch up there.
Yeah. How about... Because then I could go do that. Yeah. What about, like, take $300 off of there and give me $400 cash? Batteries, the solar-powered fan, the charge controllers, and the converter.
Let me think about it. When we carry those other batteries out, I'll kind of think about it.
Sure. No problem. Where do you want to put them? I'd rather put them in the back of your van.
Yeah, that's fine. That's where they're going
to
go.
You won't grab me get wet.
No.
Come on, go inside. Come on. Okay. That's the end. Come on. All right. Let's go in there. Stop it.
Yeah, it is. They're
both.
Just
hold the phone in the area. Get inside.
Whose apartment is this?
Who owns it?
Yep.
The electrician? Brent?
I mean that guy that has just that truck that says the electrician. I've seen him, seen the truck around. Almost looks like the store around here with all this stuff.
All this stuff? Yeah.
It's a nice house.
Enough room to get you could take two charge controllers and go to those batteries for that 24 volt system.
Are there two 24 volt ones?
Yep. And then take it off with that use the 124 volt that has the light controller on it and use that for the backyard light down to the bathroom, because you have the wire that goes to there.
Nothing went down there.
It just came into the pipe just goes into the house.
In the outhouse?
From the post to the house is where it goes. It doesn't go to the outhouse. That's right. But we can run some UF in the ground real quick to get it over there too. You'd be able to, you could switch your garage lighting over to that.
Where can you get 12 or 24 volt, like LED stuff?
Internet. The best possible. It would be the cheapest.
And I bought one at the Energy Fair. Quite pricey. I got it from the guy that makes the gas refrigerators.
Yeah.
He was selling it this last year. 12 volt stuff. Did one of these not work or something? I see you have a blue tape over one of them.
No, blue tape was just indicating what was plugged in where for my computers.
Oh.
When we took it apart, we just labeled everything so I knew when to put it back exactly on.
So you just move this stuff here, or has it been sitting here?
Last couple of days.
Just trying to clean your storage shed out.
Yeah, I don't want to pay $100 a month for it.
Yeah. This is my old pedestal.
It might be. Why you want it? I'll include it in with the price for that $400. Want some ball stands?
I just don't know what I would use them for, but you know
I would also include and I have a shorter one in here too that we'd be able to cut and you could mount those solar panels to.
How do you mount them on those?
They have the T-clips. Screw goes down in between the T and it holds down onto the panel. They're universal. That's whatchamacallit brand, Unirec. There's this piece and there's another. Like half the size of that.
whatever happened to all those batteries? That Gus, were from Gus.
The, were bad from top to
yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Tommy has them. Those are smallers.
Are they?
Yeah, they were like only that tall. And they were like a light gray color. They weren't DECA. No, they were DECA. They were DECA Sports or something like that. They're called.
And you think these still are good?
Oh, I'm positive they are. I just had them on something to check them the other day before I decided that I was going to sell them, because I was going to keep them. But yeah, they're solid. I just checked them with my meter the other day, and they all read. You put them on that charger that you got, put a link in between them, put them on there, a 12-volt charger, they'll charge just fine. Shit, you take... Go back to that 7 mark, I'll put these three things in there with it.
What do you mean go back?
Keep that 300 off of what we said. Go back to 7. It'd be like a total of 1,000. And I'd throw those in there with it. We take 4 off. Give me 6. See, these, I would take what I would do with your box panels that you have, your solar thermal flat panel. I'd hook them on and put that into your garage. Everything would stay above temperature freezing in there. What it cost you, the price of the...
Yeah, it never freezes in there.
Connect that to your solar thermal tubes, hook them back up out on the side right there, run that in there, you'd have a warm shed all the time. With those three blower units, the only price that you would have in is glycos, a pump, and the copper tubing to go interlinking between these.
The solar panels, I've used PEX tube before and it melted them.
Underground, even?
It did it above ground.
Yeah, you got the coolant of the underground part to go with it. Sitting here talking to Paul. Hello? Okay. Too funny.
Okay.
Nice. Nice. Can I call you back? How far are you? Alright, I'll give you a call back in about 20 minutes. Alright. Nice. Heck yeah. Okay.
So we're talking how much?
It would be grand total, take 400 off of that 630 bill and give me 600 cash. That's the four charge controllers, the two converters, the large charge controller with the meter, which is a pretty sweet setup to go with four of these batteries that 24 volt system will drop. The six batteries, that, and then the three of these guys.
Put that in your window.
I'm going to. I'm going to put all of them out in my window. That one has the pushed out button piece. Shoot, if you want this guy, this thing here is worth $1,200.
How many volts is that?
120. Goes on to the end of the post. Sure, you could buy a little inverter, put that up in your...
How many watt is something like that?
I think this one's only 30 watt, if I remember right.
Well, they have a light. They have a spotlights at Menards right now. They're like 1,100 lumens LED.
Yeah, $29.99.
No, these are 110 volt. But 1,900 lumens, and I thought that's a lot of lumens.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's almost what is it? What, a 100 watt light bulb is about, 1,200?
Something like that, yeah. It's pretty bright. It's nice.
So you lose 43 watts.
I would, so I 630. I would. Eliminate my 630 bill and give me $800 cash and I'll give you everything.
Is it hard to put something like that on a pole?
No. This has a pole mount system onto it. Take out these two screws, that piece comes up, and you can see right in there is just the clamp that goes down to an inch and a half
pole. Oh, so it has to go like this, or an elbow type thing?
Yeah. Yep. Off the side of your garage, we could take a 2-inch piece of EMT and have it bent. And come out like that and mount this right onto it. Run the wire right up the pole. Come right out that. You're set and ready to go.
You know, let me think about it and I'll get back to you the next couple of days.
Well, I'm going to go put everything on the internet. See, my thing is I want it out of here.
Yeah,
because I got to get that into here today.
Yep.
So that's you figure retail, let's just say even $900. Let's say $150 a piece, even at retail, on the low end for those. So that's 9 and 9 is 18. Plus the charge controllers inside are 400. So that's 22, 25, 3100 total. For 800 plus 630 is 1430. I'd go 700 just because of all of the bullshit. If we load it up in your car now. See, there's one of my other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I got two right there. Three back in the corner over there. There's two in the house. I got.
Even at home, you use those things?
Yeah. On my computers, my entertainment center. I had it set up on for a while. I have a small ones that I have the entertainment center on.
Hmm.
It's got a surge protection built into it. It's got everything that you need. If electricity goes out, I can still.
Plug lights and stuff in there. And
yep. And it doesn't use anything really to charge it. After I plugged it in, I didn't notice any difference in my bill. Really. At all. You know, my electric bill. So, I use it at the old house and here.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to put it in those one of those watt meter things.
See
how much is what it takes just to run, just to keep it going.
What would be kind of neat to do, since you say that, is like have your monitor your computer system run it 4 hours for the day or whatever that you're gonna run it for. Plug the computer system into that battery system, plug it into the wall. Test it for 4 hours, see what it does.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw in a bat house with it.
I don't need any bats.
Really? You don't want bats?
No.
that you have freaking squats for.
Well, I realize that one.
I had a lady in youth group who was, she went to school for bat type things. Did you sell many of those?
Yeah. I got four of them. I'll include one of them with the deal. But you're going to get the one that's got the mold on the back of it. You'll have to paint it. I was just going to take bleach, wipe off the mold, and paint it black. Not going to hurt it being black.
No.
So we loading this up?
You know, it's you know, and you know, I probably wouldn't use those in my garage, only because I'd need to vent those.
Not in your garage, you wouldn't. For the cubic footage that you have in your garage, and what it is, the fact that that door opens all the time and causes automatic draft, you don't have to vent them. That much I learned in class about the batteries. It's all the sizing of what the room is compared to what the size of the batteries are.
Mm-hmm.
And the constant air change that's there. You opening up that big door, driving your car into there, that changes that airflow.
Yep. I'll be right back. It's fine. Whenever I look for anything, it's always at the bottom of the toolbox. About the exact same.
Yeah, where they should be.
Really? Is that where they should be?
Yeah, there's 6 volts.
I know, but usually I would think they'd be a little bit higher than that.
It's cold out. Cold out, and they haven't had a consistent charge that keeps them activated in about a month.
Yeah, all about the same.
Only thing you got to do is put some distilled water in there and.
Yeah, the ones I took off didn't look like they were
empty.
No.
I'd switch them all over to this. Then you wouldn't even have to really worry about anything.
Oh, is that the vented ones? Or are they?
Automatic redrip collects the condensation so it doesn't lose as much water.
I have those on the ones in my house. Probably one thing I could do right now, and I would do 600. I could either write you a check or I could go get cash.
$650.
Just more stuff.
Yeah, but this is good stuff.
I know, you know, it's just that I know somebody that could use maybe a couple batteries right now, but other than that, I just don't know. I would have to just keep them charged.
This, you put into your shed. This, you put into your shed. I'd put one on each side of the big door and one over in the back corner, blowing all to the center of that.
Yeah, there would be nice to have 12 volt or her fans up.
Shoot, for the price you're getting it, buying a little inverter for $400 to run those fans, you're set.
Do you know anybody that works on electronics?
Like what type?
I have a 1,000-watt inverter that it just doesn't work anymore, and I think it was just over voltage on the thing, and it just won't do it. And you know, it's probably something really simple inside, but at least they could open it up and see. But I just, you know, nobody does anything. Everything is disposable now.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Maybe Johansson's computers in Madison.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, the thing is that first thing they do is, you know, they'll look at it for $75. You know, it's not worth $75. I didn't pay that much for it.
If it's going to get fixed, then it's worth it, but...
Yeah, and I don't need it that bad or anything that... there's just so much, you know...
Donate it to,
I just got there donating a bunch of batteries.
There's a donation thing for electronics that you can do. And then, like, the younger inner city kids try and fix them when they sell it off. I can't remember the name of it right now, though. Put my gloves back on, load this stuff up. Takes care of my bill.
Did you sell caps like that?
Yeah. Get them from off. If I were you, I'd order them off the internet. The cheapest place is Quick Connects, battery supply stuff. .com.
How expensive are those?
$2, $3 a piece.
Mine are really high things, about that high. A big crown on them. how many watt is that? Did it see?
From what I remember, it's 33 watts. Because that is...
15 watts?
Yeah, 15, 16 watts each section. That thing would be solid out in your parking lot. That thing would run forever. Loading it up.
I know it's probably a really, really good deal, but just more stuff to try to get rid of. More stuff.
You're making it just with your batteries in there. I'd run those four batteries for that. Freezer.
Well, I probably have batteries that I probably would use on that right now. They're glass mat batteries.
Sure, even if you sold those at $100 a piece to somebody that you know, you're giving them a great deal. And you made everything but your $50 cash investment back into it. Put this up on your roof. That right there, I found out, has about $60 just worth of scrap on the inside of it. Between the aluminum and the copper and every other piece that's in there. I mean, you said 600, I said 7.
I know I would do 600, and I just, it's just that I just don't need the stuff that bad.
I just want it out of here. I guess I'll do 6. I don't really care.
Yeah, I'll do, like I said, I'll do 6. Do you want me to get cash?
Yeah.
I'll run to the bank.
I'll get this stuff loaded onto the cart and around the corner.
Okay. Just to make it, so there isn't any question or anything else, if you want to write something up, and then we'll even say on there that it takes care of the $630, then
I'll write something up quick and.
And I mean, you don't even have to mention that you're getting cash on this. Just say that I'm buying merchandise and we'll sign it and we'll take care of all the stuff.
All right.